Alabama, deep south, y'all. That's right, that's Muscle Shoals. Out on Jackson Highway, and what do I see? All them swampers bearing down on.
Closing out that set from their new release, Down and Dirty, with Hamilton, Ontario's Lowdown Dirty Mojos with Big Old Caddy. Before that, from their new sophomore release, The Other Side, we had England's Howlin' Black Soul with I'll Be Calling. And I got that set started off with birthday boy Josh Smith and the title track from his 2018 release, Burn to Grow. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their new release, Soul Funkin' Blues, this is Ontario's Blackburn Brothers with She's a Heartbreaker.
She's a heartbreaker. I've seen what she can do. What she'll do, that's what she'll do. With a little grace and a little lace, pretty, pretty woman, got a pretty, pretty face. She's a heartbreaker. You'll do. Ooh.
little grace and a little lace. Pretty, pretty woman, gotta pretty, pretty face. She's a heartbreaker. That's what you do. Play a poor fool. Damn, damn fool. That's what you do. Pretty little girl, you know you got it. Damn, I'm a little hey. Come on, little baby. You know you drive me crazy. That's what you do.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
Burned out.
Closing out that set from their new debut release, Thirsty for Your Love, we had Montreal's The Sugar Darlings with Love Is All I Need. Before that, from his new sophomore release, Gemini Rising, we had Vancouver Island's Liam Docherty with Texas. And I got that set started off with Ontario's Blackburn Brothers and She's a Heartbreaker from their new release, Soul Funkin' Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary blues pianist, singer, and songwriter Victoria Spivey passed away 47 years ago Tuesday, October 3rd, 1976, at 69. Born in Houston in 1906, at the age of 7, she was playing in her father's local string band, and by 12 was playing piano at a local movie theater. In her teens, influenced by Ida Cox and Bessie Smith, she began playing and singing in the local bars, brothels, and clubs, occasionally accompanied by Texas blues legend Blind Lemon Jefferson. Her recording career began at 20 in St. Louis with Black Snake Blues and Dirty Woman Blues for OK Records, which both became bestsellers. In the 1950s, after more than 30 years of performing, Victoria Spivey left show business, living in Brooklyn and singing at her church. She came out of retirement in 1961, recording again with Lonnie Johnson. In 1962, she formed her own record company, Spivey Records. In 1973, she played the Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival with Roosevelt Sykes, and continued to record and perform throughout the United States and Europe until her death in 1976. From 1961's Woman Blues, featuring fellow legend Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals, this is the legendary Victoria Spivey with Let's Ride Tonight.
Get out your hat and your tails. I got mine and my satin veils. Now let's ride tonight. Let's ride tonight. We got plenty of time, baby. Let's ride tonight.
Let's go to Budland and dig these cats. Bring your dancing shoes and don't forget the mat. Let's ride tonight.
Ride,
baby. Let's ride tonight.
Ride.
We've got plenty of time, baby. Let's ride tonight.
Say you got the money and I ain't got none. Come on, daddy, and give me some fun. I wanna ride tonight. Please, let's ride tonight. We got plenty of time. Sure must ride tonight. Go to 16th, everything's alright. Get our heads all bad. I'ma ride all night. I'm gonna ride tonight. Got to ride tonight. Come on, Lonnie, please, let's ride tonight. Gave you a call, thought I was good with you. You got a cat like there's nothing I can do. But I'm gonna ride tonight. I'm gonna ride tonight. Come on, Daddy, please, let's ride tonight.
See, woman, that just ain't right. You don't ever stop to eat. Can't you see you're just dying on your feet? But let's ride. Baby, let's ride. Ain't got nothing but time. Baby, let's ride tonight. I got a big Cadillac and plenty gas. We either ride slow or we ride fast. But come on, baby, make up your mind. Cause we ain't doing nothing but wasting time. Let's ride. Baby, let's ride. I'm gonna put a saddle on you, woman. We got to ride tonight. Thank you.
need my help someday.
Closing out that set from 1931, we had the legendary Skip James with Cypress Grove Blues. One of the most unique and influential bluesmen of all time, Skip James passed away 54 years ago Monday, October 3rd, 1969 at 67. Born Nehemiah Curtis James in Bentonia, Mississippi in 1902, James played piano as a youngster and learned guitar from Henry Stuckey, the founder of the Bentonia School, or style of blues. In 1931, James traveled to Grafton, Wisconsin, recording 18 tracks for Paramount Records. Those recordings influenced the likes of Robert Johnson, Kansas Joe McCoy, Jack Owens, and Jimmy Duck Holmes. But 2 years into the Great Depression, James had made little money off music and moved to Dallas later that year, becoming a minister. Skip James was rediscovered in the blues revival of the 1960s and began playing festivals. He also recorded 4 solo albums before his death. Skip James was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1992, and I got that set started off with Victoria Spivey and Lonnie Johnson, and Let's Ride Tonight from Victoria's 1961 release, Woman Blues. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, my favorite blues artist, the legendary Stevie Ray Vaughan, would have turned 69 on Tuesday. He was born October 3rd, 1954 in Dallas. One of the most important bluesmen of the last 50 years, in 1982, Stevie Ray became the first unsigned act to play Montreux and was inducted into the Austin Music Awards Hall of Fame the same year. In 1983, he played lead guitar on David Bowie's critical and commercial Grammy-nominated masterpiece, Let's Dance. After plans to tour with Bowie fell apart, Vaughan and his band Double Trouble released their own debut masterpiece, Texas Flood, on June 13, 1983. 3 more studio and 1 live album were released in his lifetime. In 1985, Stevie Ray Vaughan played Montreux a second time with his band Double Trouble and Johnny Copeland. His final studio album, a collaboration with his brother Jimmy, the Vaughan Brothers Family Style, was released just weeks after his death. Stevie Ray Vaughan won 6 Grammy Awards, 5 Blues Music Awards, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2000 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. From their 1983 debut, Texas Flood, this is Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with their cover of Howlin' Wolf's Tell Me.
no more.